Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian Nationalist Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from the heart of Patriot territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a good thing because nothing escapes God's view. Right? God sees and knows everything. Well, yesterday there was something that came out about postings on Trader Johnson's Telegram page where he posted something that said that Obama had been arrested, right? And taken to jail.
Well, for crimes against humanity.
Yeah, for crimes against humanity. Right. While he, we all agree that that should be the case and that he most definitely needs to be arrested and thrown in jail, it turns out that that's not true at all. And why that was posted on Trader Johnson's Telegram channel is interesting. We not sure about that, but
right, Speaker Mike Johnson's official,
yeah, his official Telegram channel,
yeah,
had that posted there.
Weird.
And so while that is not true, this did not escape anybody checking this out. Apparently, former senior policy advisor to Obama White House charged with child sex offenses in the British court.
So
here we've got a big lie being put out about Obama being arrested, but this is absolutely true. This came from an article in the Daily Mail from the UK itself. And so this was the senior policy advisor to the Obama White House, and he's now officially charged with child sex offenses.
And that's the kind of person that he had on his staff.
Yep.
There are so many pedophiles and homosexuals all through these administrations.
Oh, it's revolting.
Between the 44th president, who I shall not name, and Biden's regime, it's just unreal. And you know what? This is very peculiar because this story came out in January, and it was debunked. The photo is a photoshopped picture of him being in handcuffs, being put into a patrol car. It's the exact same picture that was taken in 2008 outside of Disneyland. Some guy in a Peter Pan costume was arrested for trespassing or something, and they found it. That's like, it's the exact same picture, except they photoshopped it. Tucker Carlson doesn't even have a Telegram channel, and he never reported that. They've got his face on there. So the whole thing's been debunked, I think, in January. So here we are at the end of April. This debunked story pops up,
right,
on high-level politicians' social media the very same time
that
his
out.
Top advisor comes out as being arrested for child sex crimes.
That's right.
So is this that is so suspicious to me that a debunked story would come out at the same time
the same
as a
time
true story.
This one does,
right,
that has very, very damning repercussions.
Right.
You know, and not only that, but gosh, let's just go down the line here. There's another horrific case here. It says that the Indian Supreme Court rules downloading and watching child porn is not a criminal offense. This is in India. And so now India says, oh, no, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead. Holy cow.
Well,
nowhere can that be okay. That can't be okay anywhere. But, you know, as if we have any kind of an opportunity to throw a stone, we are the number one source of child trafficking in the world right now.
Yep.
Well, America is.
Well, I was just going to say, in California, they just passed a measure basically stating that purchasing a minor under 16 or 17 years old for sex is now basically you may spend a night in jail.
That is...
They completely, practically made it
legal. that is impossible that that is happening in our nation.
I mean, I
really,
it.
This is, you know, all of us have been saying, well, it's all about when it actually starts to happen. You know, when the rubber meets the road, that, you know, we're mad about it, but until we actually see something happening in this direction where it's actually a true account that it is happening, we won't do anything until then. Well, these are the cases that it's now actually happening.
Right.
We've actually got an invasion happening on our land. New York City, New York State, essentially, it has been taken over by foreign invaders. So that's one state down. California is looking like the second state to go down. They're pushing and allowing for pedophilia.
Yes.
These are absolutely insane, intolerable, anti-American actions that every last one of us has said in our hearts we would not let happen on our watch.
That's right. That's right.
And so, you know, the interesting thing here is that it's very important to remember that we can all do something, right? Each and every one of us can do something, and oftentimes a lot more than we might think. You know, for example, the Stop Child Trafficking bill that I wrote.
Right.
You know, that is, I'm actually going to bring that with me this Friday. I'm going to be attending an event that is sponsored by the Spokane GOP. Interestingly enough,
yeah,
who I'm not their first pick, right? But they are sponsoring an evening that is titled "Get in the Fight: Washington Summit and Training, Help End Child Exploitation and Trafficking," April 26th and 27th at Fire Ministries at such and such an address. It says, "Get in the fight." Really? Well, here I'm the only one running. I'm the only one in the nation that I know of that has written a Stop Child Trafficking bill.
Right.
That actually has teeth to it and would be effective. And our own Spokane GOP doesn't even back me. I'm like fifth on their list.
Right.
Like, meh, we'd rather have this guy that is supporting communist tactics in city council.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, not surprising.
And so here I'm going to make sure that I go and speak, because General Mike Flynn is going to be there, and so is Laura Logan. And so I plan to squeeze in at least 10 minutes so that I can share my Stop Child Trafficking bill,
right,
for Congress that should absolutely be passed. And so, you know, if each of us can do something, we have to affect our local areas as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. I found that, by the way, this is police frequency. Pick this up off of Fox News. Just this past week, California Democrats modified a bill designed to protect children being sold for sex. They changed the age limits, among other things, so that if a man purchases a 16-year-old, he won't see more than a night in jail. Republican California Senator Janet Grove described the changes that they made, saying, "The bottom line is all children need to be protected." Those advocating for child predators, California State Senators Scott Wiener,
imagine that,
and Nancy Skinner, and Aisha Wahab. Is there some irony there?
You know, I'm sorry, but oh, it's revolting. It's so, okay, I want to pull out the wiffle bat. Where's the millstone? Where's the wiffle bat?
Pull out the millstone.
Where's the millstone?
Yep.
I want to see the collar that is attached to the chain that is attached to the millstone, and can I just put it on them?
Yes, I request to be at the front of the line, right there. Absolutely.
Exactly.
These people are despicable. All kinds of despicable stuff going on Monochromatic Monday here today. We had members of Congress waving the Ukrainian flag,
yes,
in United States Congress today.
Yep. On the floor.
It was a great meme I saw earlier where they've got these despicable, treasonous, insurrectionists waving American flags on January 6th. We've got members of Congress waving the flag of a foreign country. That's their true allegiance. And yep, we've got a clip I mean, this truly yep. is where their allegiance is. In segment two, we've got a clip to play. These guys are just saying it out loud now. They're not even ashamed of it.
Right.
And, you know, so we're getting, you know, sold out. We're getting completely sold out. Mike Johnson's trying to come across as this, you know, reasonable, sensible, you know, we had to get through this very trying time for us, you know, in the world, and things are unstable. And so, you know,
And meanwhile, he ducked out with some weird little twist that allowed Hakeem Jeffries to be the leader of the floor.
I don't understand.
Apparently, he's gone. Trader Johnson is gone from the position for the next week while they're taking a break. And so I don't know how you end up having a floor leader while everybody's on break. I don't even know what that even entails or how that right. could be possible if all of Congress is on break. So why even do that? And so
they could slip it through over the weekend.
Well, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that as soon as everyone returns, everybody is going to basically come back and remove him. So technically, this is some weird sleight of hand that he has done that doesn't actually officially remove him. It says that he vacated his seat, but apparently this is just a temporary thing that probably facilitated some illegal action.
Right.
We'll just put it that way. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
There's all kinds of shenanigans going on. You know, at the Washington State Republican Convention,
yep.
there was, in fact, we thought, oh, this is good. They've got security here. They've got, you know, armed, the police, the Spokane police were there. Well, the reason why is because the place just about came it almost turned into a riot, literally.
Yep.
Trying to remove the conservative
yep.
Republican candidate, Semi Byrd, from the ballot up against the state GOP chosen Rhino.
Yep.
And this guy's like a Mitt Romney, you know. And so Semi Byrd, he's the one that the people want. I mean, you could see he is wildly popular among true conservative patriots, MAGA type people.
Right.
And there was some type of technicality or something, and they moved to remove him from the ballot.
Yeah, exactly. And so that if that doesn't show you the rhinos in charge of that whole thing,
oh, yeah.
nothing will.
Right.
Because that is illegal. You cannot remove people from the ballot at a state convention. That is not even legal.
Right.
And not only that, but that removes people's choice. That is exactly what happens in communism, where
right.
where communists say, oh, we will not elect anybody. We will select somebody.
Here are your choices.
Yes, here's your choices. It's it's this guy.
Right.
You know? And so you can vote for whoever you pick, and it's this guy.
Right.
And so that is absolutely un-American, absolutely unconstitutional, illegal as all get out, and they're still trying to call themselves Republicans.
Yeah.
These are rhinos.
People were not having any part of it. In fact, they got the police. There was quite a few police there.
Yep.
And there were some highly agitated people. And of
Everybody
course, we came in
was,
just as that was yep. kicking off, and we're trying to find out what's going on. And that's what it was.
And I actually spoke to Semi right there as that was happening. And he said, do you understand what's happening right now? I said, I sure do. And this is as illegal and as nasty as it gets. I said, this is absolute communism. And he looked at me, he goes, yep, you're right. That's exactly what this is.
Yep.
And he was livid. He said,
oh, yeah.
he said, I am just about ready to quit this whole thing. He said, if they actually pull this off, I'm done. And they didn't. They were not able to, but I just happened to be standing right there, right next to him while this was going on, and
right.
that was, good grief, what an atrocity.
The whole day was a mess. It was just an absolute mess. But interesting perspective to see it, you know, front and center. And by the way, great speech, by the way, you know,
oh,
that
thank
you gave.
Thank you. And we had, you know, that was, this is the other part of this horribly run rhino-backed state convention that we watched. It was so unorganized, and it was like a debacle. It was an embarrassing mess. And all of the congressional candidates did not have any kind of schedule until we get there. Nobody was told how long they would even be able to speak for in front of all the delegates. You know, most people have speeches planned down to the minute, down to the second. They will rehearse these things so they don't miss any points.
Right.
We didn't even know until we were all seated and 10 minutes before they had the first speaker start. They said, well, we were waffling between 3 minutes, but we said that wasn't enough. And then we said, well, 5 minutes. And then we said, that's too much. And so finally, at 10 minutes before we started speaking, they said, so we're giving every candidate 4 minutes.
Unbelievable.
And we
went, congressional candidates.
Yeah, congressional candidates get 4 whole minutes apiece to convince delegates of who they are. Are you kidding?
And what's kind of cool, too, is you came up in the rankings.
Yeah,
you moved
I did.
Up.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. Here comes Secretariat.
Yep.
Yep. So it's going to be very interesting. There's quite a bit of time, too, before the primaries.
Oh, definitely.
So much can happen. So,
yep. Well, and I was the only one that spoke about communism and the one that had the only plan to actually get rid of communists, because I'm an effective fighter against communists that always wins.
Right. And that's what we're up against.
And so that was what I was pointing out, was I'm the only one here that has any kind of strategy for once I get there on how to remove the communists that we're fighting against.
Right.
And so that was interesting, especially because just yesterday, this fantastic bit of news, well, it actually happened last Wednesday, but we didn't find out about it till just yesterday. Turns out that, holy cow, DeSantis just passed an anti-communism education bill.
Yay.
In Florida. So, you know, 3 cheers for him. He's back.
Hurrah.
He's back to his lane where he does extremely well.
Yep, he's an awesome governor.
As governor of Florida, he kicks it. I mean, he knocks it out of the park.
Yep.
And so, you know, praise God for that. Nobody has made that kind of progress against communism at all yet.
Yep.
And so it says here that, according to Spectrum News 13, Senate Bill 1264 will provide age-appropriate instruction on the history of communism for all Florida students in kindergarten through 12th grade. The outlet reported that the teachings will cover the increasing threat of communism as well as the atrocities committed in the communist movement. So, hooray for him. That is just fantastic. It says, in a Wednesday press release, the governor's office noted that Senate Bill 1264 was signed into law on the 63rd anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. The press release explained that the new law will strengthen Florida's education standards by teaching them about the dangers and evils of communism. And so DeSantis said, "The truth will set us free," in Wednesday's press release.
Nice.
And he said, "We will not allow our students to live in ignorance nor be indoctrinated by communist apologists in schools. To the contrary, we will ensure students in Florida are taught the truth about the evils and dangers of communism." So, woohoo! 3 cheers, DeSantis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good on him. Good for the Florida people, too.
No kidding. Wow.
Well,
at least there will be one state that actually understands the truth.
Well, there's one state that the governor continues to set the example of what a real and good governor looks like.
That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, well, let's get to the word of the day for today. We want to make sure we stay grounded in the word and include him and his word every day that we do the show. So,
absolutely.
What do we have for today?
Well, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 17, which reads, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.' So the Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth, or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say.' But he said, 'O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well, and look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. And that's it.
There we go.
And what's interesting here is that by verse 13, that's his third refusal.
Yes.
In, who am I to, chapter 4 starts out with then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. And so right in, from the beginning, Moses is telling the Lord, no, I can't do
right.
this.
You coming
can't.
Up with all these excuses.
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy. You go find somebody else. And just the part where it says, so the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses.
It's starting to irritate him
now.
Yeah,
starting to make him mad. Here's the all-knowing, all-capable father
right.
telling this guy, I'm going to help you. If you need help, I'll make sure that you do it.
Right.
This is Moses who has zero confidence in the Lord
yeah.
at this point. Zero trust that he can do whatever he wants with anybody.
Well, and he's also listed as the most humble person in all the land, right?
Right.
And so, he's humble to a fault.
Right.
Where he's like, okay, you're going to do this. And in fact, what's funny also is that his well-spoken brother Aaron is already on the way.
Yeah, who's like a 5 days journey away.
At least, yeah. And all of a sudden, so God had him already headed there.
Yep.
And, I'm not sure if I'm aware of that account. I don't know if I've ever read it or if it's documented.
Yeah, it is. It's right there.
How God approached Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the chapter right before that. And so, it's it's great that God already knows that he's going to say all that and how he's going to respond. But interestingly, when Moses goes to Egypt right after that, he and Aaron go to Egypt. Well, right there in the same chapter, it says in verse 24, and it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met him, Moses, and sought to kill him. Because here Moses was supposed to circumcise his son before he went to Egypt.
Right.
And he didn't. And apparently his wife, Zipporah, had something to do with that. And so the Lord was actually going to kill Moses.
Wow.
He was, because that, which is such a stunning thing that here he picks Moses to go and do this huge plan
right.
for him. I mean, that's enormous to bring all of the people out of Egypt under this guy.
Yes.
And then here he was going to kill him.
For not
circumcising his son.
Another interesting point to that is circumcision started with Abraham.
Right.
It's obvious that this was something that they were to continue doing, expected to continue doing down through the generations. And this is how many hundreds of years before Moses gave the law? I'm not sure how many years it was, but circumcision didn't come from the law of Moses.
No.
It started way before then.
Yeah,
back at Abraham.
Well, and the only reason why God didn't kill him was because instead Zipporah, his wife, came and circumcised the child right in front of him. And she was the one that didn't even want it done, but she went ahead and did it. And she stated that, she does this and throws it at Moses' feet and says, surely you are a husband of blood to me. And so then it was finished and God was able to go ahead and let Moses continue on in the journey.
Yeah.
And and the notes, you know, so here's this whole big thing of God explaining to Moses that, you're my servant and I make all things possible regardless of who you are and what your confidence is or is not, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always the case. God works through people. He doesn't, we always think that, oh, well, we'll just pray and God will do it. Well, that's not how it works.
Nope. You got to start putting one foot in front of the other.
Just imagine what would have happened to all the Jews in Egypt if everybody said, oh no, we'll just pray. We'll just wait and pray and somehow God will deliver us somehow.
Right.
We'll just suddenly like miraculously appear in Israel all, you know, like by spaceship or something.
Right.
You know, it actually took a man doing God's will, being his feet, his voice in this case, two men being his voice.
Yes.
Right. So next time that people say, oh, just pray and think that that's good enough, keep this story of Moses in mind.
Sure.
That's a man doing God's will that God requires men to do.
That's right.
You know? So, that's how
be obedient. Don't come up with excuses.
Don't be a coward.
Right.
You know, don't sit there and deny like Moses did. Oh, I can't. I find somebody else.
What if,
remember who wants you to do it. This is the Almighty that will enable every step of your way.
That's right.
Yep.
Pretty cool. All right, good one. So that one is Exodus?
Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 17.
All right, got it. Okay, good. Well, with that, we'll take a break. And this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. Check it out. Don't get left behind and learn what that means at JesusAppears.com. Stick around. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written two books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladayForCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And Lady Liberty, we've got a couple of things lined up here. This story that came out from, I picked it up off of Fox News. If this was wiffle bat, thrash up, fired up Monday, this would be perfect for it. Listen to this. House Democrats have introduced a bill that would strip Secret Service protection from convicted felons sentenced to prison, a move directly targeting former President Trump, who's currently on criminal trial in New York City for alleged hush money payments made during the 2016 elections. And he faces several other cases, which, you know, could land him behind bars. So they want to strip him. This is specifically, they got Trump in mind. They want to remove Secret Service protection.
Right. Everyone, welcome back to Monochromatic Monday. That's correct. And the judge is being, well, first of all, I would just, if I were Trump, I would be filing criminal charges against him right now for election interference and breaking the law by what he's doing. I'd have him on trial at the same exact time, because this judge has says that he's probably going to end up being there for the next 6 weeks.
Unbelievable.
And if he misses any of this, he will be put in jail.
Right.
And so this is the kind of garbage that he faces with these gag orders, which is also breaking the First Amendment.
Yes.
That they all can speak about him. There's no gag orders against anybody else, but he can't speak about his own case. And so that's, you know, that is equally as much election interference as even the fact that it's even happening.
Yeah.
And so there's like, I would just be leveling serious. I would be filing criminal charges against that judge right now if I were him. And, you know, gosh, it's staggering to think that this is even happening to the greatest president this United States has seen since the founding fathers.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Well, he is the biggest threat to their democracy. And in addition to us, the MAGA patriots. And so, yeah, this is a communist coup. They're coming full guns blazing to defend and protect their regime.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
right. And their plan for America, which is our destruction.
Right. Well, and in addition to that, we've got this clip here from Representative Gerald Connolly, the Democrat from Virginia, who more or less described what happened with this whole debacle with Trader Johnson. Listen to this statement. This is enough to make your blood boil.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
And when did that happen?
I know. So now it's official. Now we own Ukraine because we've actually technically bought it.
Exactly.
I've said that exact thing long ago. I've said with all the money that we've been sending to them without expecting any of that back, that should actually be going towards the purchase.
Yes.
Because we've sent them so much money, we could easily own Ukraine, every square inch of it, with all the money we've sent them so far. So you know what? Hey, I'm willing to claim it.
Absolutely. Vacation spot after they clean up all the mess that this regime has caused over there.
Yeah, that's right. We just need to send in the cleanup crew and we can all move over there if we feel like it now.
Yeah.
Because, well, he said so. It's our border.
So, and this is where, like I said, they come right out and say the quiet part out loud. Some people are saying we should defend our own border.
Really?
And you don't think we should?
Yeah, there's a shocker.
I mean, you finally got Mayorkas admitting that it's the border situation is a crisis now and still completely ignored. And, you know, this goes back to the Republicans, and specifically Mike Johnson, who had the gavel. He had control
over
that.
All of it.
Without a fight, without any holding any of this up. To secure our border, to divert any funds whatsoever to securing our border. They didn't even whimper about it.
That's right. And so check this out. It says here that the following have praised the Ukraine aid with no money for us. Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, John Bolton, CNN, New York Times, Mike Pence, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, MSNBC, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mike Johnson, of course, and Mitch McConnell, in case you're wondering if the swamp is real or not.
Right.
And so there you have it. There's the full list of people that are thrilled to death that the U.S. gets no money. Those are called communist usurpers.
Yes.
Subversive people that are part of this communist coup.
Yep, they're not Americans.
Nope.
They're not. And one hopeful congressional candidate out of New York, he is in trouble for his statements. He yells afterward, after this vote, Slava Ukraine. He's a New York congressional candidate. His name is Nate McMurray, and he says, die, MAGA, die, you lose. And he posted that on X. And, you know, die, MAGA, die. You know what MAGA stands for? Make America Great Again.
Right.
Die, MAGA.
Yeah. That's exactly what a communist would say.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what they are. There needs to be a purge. We need to purge the communists or we'll never have America. We won't have it great or otherwise.
Right. And so let's just listen to their bottom line statement for communism. Karl Marx saying, my goal in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism.
There you go.
That's what these people are shouting. Death to MAGA.
Yep.
You must be absolutely. It's time to swing the gavel at them because they are breaking the constitutional law. They're criminals.
Yep.
Every last one of them that is saying that or supporting anything even similar to that is a criminal and violating Article 4, Section 4, where we are guaranteed a Republican form of government, meaning yep. they are criminal and should be charged and ousted.
Amen and amen to that. And I and everybody in this listening audience agrees. Yeah, millions of Americans agree with that. We're just getting fed up, which is why they're trying to disarm us.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. They're trying to disarm you because what they plan to do, you would probably want to shoot them for.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, we are out of time. So you guys have a blessed day. Be safe, be vigilant, and be praying for the Republic and Israel. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.